the first thing you said when I asked you how your Thanksgiving was.
It was so good, though. Like, for real. Like, I...
What made it so different? Gravy, to me, is... It's hard to fuck up gravy, isn't it?
Well, you'd think that.
Hard to make it great, too, I think.
No,
it's just kind of...
Well, I don't know. I think it really depends on how juicy the bird is, because it's all about the drippings.
Right.
And we just had a very succulent bird this year that gave a lot of good drippings.
That's so dirty sounding.
I know. I can't really clean that
up. Everything you've just said, succulent, dripping, juicy, gravy. It all sounds disgusting.
I've just been watching Paula Deen clips.
But it was delicious, wasn't
it? Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We just had a very succulent that gave a lot of good drippings.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2816 of the BFO for Monday the 12th of November 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend. Big Fatty, what's wrong with our voices today? Well, I think we overdid it. Yes, Big Fatty! Farts, Big Fatty, that was you this weekend. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I was an old fart. Big Fatty, you can say it again. Y'all, I was an old fart all weekend long, and I was around a bunch of other old farts. Y'all, it was just a quick overview of my 40th college reunion. Y'all, it was so much fun. It was absolutely so much fun. It was nice. It was just nice. Now there are many that were running their mouth that I didn't necessarily agree with the things they were saying, but it was still just a lovely weekend, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 12th of November, y'all, is a very important anniversarium today. Y'all, a fairly new listener to the BFO. Y'all, probably better known as the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. Y'all, that is Francie. Y'all, it is her and her husband Michael's 30th. Their 30th anniversarium. Big Fatty, who would have known? Well, that's about the same amount of time that Ed McMahon was Johnny Carson. Big Fatty, maybe even shorter than that. It's true. So, y'all, I know Francie is on the 20. I don't know about the face space, but y'all, if you see Francie on the 20, wish her and Michael a happy anniversarium. And Big Fatty, I'm sure they long ago ate that big old nasty frozen hunk of anniversarium cake. So maybe they can just go out and get schnockered.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 12th of November, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, someone you've heard me mention many, many times here on the BFO doesn't listen to the little show, but y'all, my dear friend of many years, y'all, the Nip, you know, he used to be out there in the San Francisco, but y'all, now he's down there in Laguna. He's in the Laguna Beach, and y'all, he sent me a testimonium that he's all worried about the fires. Big Freddy, I thought that was in Walnut Hills. Well, there's fires up there, too. But anyway, y'all, it's the Nip, and y'all also... someone who also doesn't listen to the BFO, but y'all did at one time. Is the founder of the Daily Purge. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all is
Jimmy Guns.
Jimmy, and y'all, Big Fatty met Jimmy Guns. at a meet and greet up there in the Chicago's years and years and years ago. But y'all, just as nice a young man as you'll meet. And y'all, the final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, Big Fatty just met him in person down there in Nolens at Pride 48. Y'all, he is the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, you've heard me mention his name many, many times. Y'all, it is none other than Bill in St. Louis. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Bill in St. Louis. It's true, we do. So, y'all, you're not going to find the Nip on the Twitter or the FaceSpace. But if you see John Michael Huss or Bill in St. Louis on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old succulent dripping. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, in that case, I hope they both, or they all three, get a big old piece of cake. You hear that, Craig? Big old piece of cake. See, y'all, last time I talked to you was on Thursday when I recorded the little show, and y'all, I had been to the coal mine and stopped by and saw everybody, went and got my hairs cut, and y'all, I checked in at my reunion headquarters. Y'all, I think I told you they gave us a hat. Big Fatty, was it orange? No, it actually wasn't. But it fit like an orange hat. And y'all, they gave us a thermal, like a Yeti a mug, except it wasn't a Yeti. Y'all, a little coin to commemorate the weekend, and some drink tickets for the cocktail party on Thursday night, and then they had a scarf. They had a scarf for the ladies, but Big Fatty didn't have a lady, so I didn't get a scarf. y'all went back after I recorded the little show. Went back to the cocktail party. Y'all, they said that it would be cocktails starting at 7 p.m. and then dinner would be served at 8 p.m. and it was supposed to go to 11 p.m. in the evening. Well, y'all, I forgot to ask what the dress was. So, y'all, I came home and I went for my nipple walk and took my shirt, and y'all, I put on a nice pair of dress slacks and a long sleeve collared shirt, and y'all, I have a blanc, a velour, not lavua, B. Fatty, Lavua Valua, the sport coat, And y'all, I put that on in my hard shoes, and y'all, I was off. I was off to the party. Y'all, I got there. Everybody's wearing jeans and polo shirts, and some people had on shorts and flip-flops. Y'all, it was a hodgepodge. It was a mishmash, a big, fatty, a mishmash of everything. But y'all, I saw... Big Fatty, do you have Papa Throat? No, but anyway, so lots of folks that I knew and I hadn't seen in forever. I just hadn't seen them in forever. And y'all, it was just so nice. Y'all, I had a couple of, had a drink, and I was hanging around with folks that I knew real well, and then I was wandering around, and I saw other folks that I hadn't seen in forever and ever. And y'all, I came back in to hang around with the folks that I knew really well. Y'all, they had already eaten their supper. It was a buffet, and they had already eaten their supper, and Big Fatty had just gotten his second drink. So I sat back down with them and we started chatting again and everything. And y'all, I never even saw the buffet. Big Fatty, were you having a fever? No, I don't think so. But anyway. Anyway, it was just a lovely, evening. Y'all, and it was a travel day for most people. And, you know, after you've traveled all day long and then had a couple of drinks and filled your gullet, with food, I think a lot of them were just getting tired. Big Fatty, plus they're old. Well, that's two. And, so y'all, about 10 p.m. in the evening, I headed home, and y'all, I fixed me I ate a little bit of that ham solid that I gave the recipe for. Y'all, evidently, Sam in the Hinterlands is going to be making this. Yes, me Penny. But anyway, got home, ate a little ham solid just to kind of get the grumbling out of my tummy, and y'all, I crawled in the love a chamber, and y'all, I was just laying there sleeping like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, all of a sudden I get a textimonium. Big Fatty, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm laying here in the bed. Big Fatty, you didn't mention the sleeping part. No, I didn't. And y'all, it was one of my regular gentleman callers. He says, can I come over? And I said, yes.
Mystery Day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And he got over here about, okay, yes, I know, it's been famine, squeaky gentleman caller, but y'all, he got over here about about 12:15 a.m. in the morning, we had just the loveliest of times. It was just lovely, and he left about 1:45 a.m. in the morning, and thank goodness there were no activities planned for my reunion. Well, they had a golf tournament and some sort of something for the wives or the spouses. You know, I guess if you had a scarf, you had an event. Big Fatty, are you sure you don't have Papa Throat? I haven't had any papas today. So y'all, I was able to sleep in for right morning, and y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Y'all went for my, I only did one nipple walk on for right day. because I knew I was going to be at events, that there was going to be some walking, so that was sort of a secondary nipple walk. And then that evening, there was a big hootenanny. Oh, a lot of the different reunion classes got together for a big hootenanny. Y'all, it was held downtown. Y'all, it was almost across the street from the Dudley Do-Rights. And y'all, I had gotten a VIP badge for that. And y'all, it was all you could drink. And y'all, it wasn't the cheap liquor either. and they had all these different food stations. The VIP area had different food stations than the area for the white trash. Hey, y'all, even the white trash area was done very nice. They had little food stations for different countries. Big Fatty, is that spelled? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, but they had like little dessert French pastries, and they had a little China station that they had shrimp pad thai, and then they had a Greek station that had I don't know what they had. They had but it was good. It had that tzatziki sauce on it and everything, and some chicken or something. They had a jerk chicken station. Y'all, that I think that was my favorite one. They had a Mexico. Did they have something that Turnip Head likes? No, not Northern Mexico, regular Mexico. It was a meat with a chimichurri sauce on it. And then they had sushi, and they had some sort of Italian station. The Italian station is the only one I didn't go to. But y'all, in the VIP area, they had little sliders and little mini Philly cheesesteak sandwiches and homemade potato chips and she crab soup and crab cakes and pimento cheese and it was all very well done. Y'all, the area they had set aside for me and the old farts like me, y'all, we were as far away from the band as you could be. And y'all, it's a good thing, because once the band got started, it was too much. It was just too much. So that went from 7 to 11 p.m. But y'all, about 10 p.m., me and the rest of the old farts, we decided that we had had enough. We had just had enough, and Larry Klein, the little lamb, and some different folks, y'all, they came also, and so I got to spend a little bit of time with them, and y'all, then I headed on back here to the villa, and I'm out of time, so I'll have to tell you what happened late night here at the villa on Friday night on Tamari's little show. Oh dear Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all, and I hope all of our veterans, yes, Big Fatty, including Larry the Veteran, had a meaningful weekend, and y'all, I hope you took a moment to thank a veteran for their service. Yes, Big Fatty, veterans, I hope you got a free meal somewhere. Yes, Big Fatty, Brian and Danbury did. He did indeed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, John Michael Hawes. And John Michael Hawes, give us a preview of Big Fatty's Gentleman Caller Friday night.
We just had a very succulent that gave a lot of good dripping.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost like he had a camera in the love chamber.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.